Hello there. Our story today is about Moses and Pharaoh. Pharaoh has just been told he has an unwanted visitor. Let's listen.
What does that Moses want now? Haven't I had enough trouble from him already? Frogs, flies, lice. He's causing a national calamity.
The Lord God of Israel has said, "Let my people go." Tomorrow about this time, I will stretch forth my hand, and it will rain hail as Egypt has never seen before. Tell your servants to bring their cattle into the barns, or they will all be killed.
And the next day Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and a great storm came, such as they had never seen before. The lightning ran along upon the ground. The hail killed all the cattle and people who stayed in the field and not obeyed God. But in the land of Goshen, where Israel lived, there was no hail or storm. Pharaoh was frightened and called for Moses.
Moses, I have sinned. The Lord is righteous. It is enough. Pray unto the Lord to stop this mighty thundering and hail, and I will let your people go.
As soon as I go out of the city, Pharaoh, I will spread abroad my hands unto the Lord, and the thundering shall stop. But as for you, I know you will not fear God.
The storm stopped when he went out of the city and raised his hands in praise to God. God is speaking to you and me today and is offering life to us through Jesus, his Son. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am come that you might have life more abundantly." The Bible says, "He who has the Son," that's Jesus, "has life. He who does not have the Son does not have everlasting life." Jesus died on the cross for our sins. When we believe in Jesus and take him into our hearts as Savior, we are saved from death. If you want everlasting life, ask Jesus into your heart today.